Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This morning, major boost. Kids as young as 5 to receive a Pfizer jab before school goes back as the Omicron outbreak grows. The death toll rises from a volcanic eruption in Indonesia, villages blanketed in ash. Cleo Smith's alleged abductor to front court in WA. Grinding to a halt, thousands of Sydney commuters affected as bus drivers go on strike. And the new treatment for osteoarthritis, reducing the need for surgery.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
Good morning. Our vaccination program has been given a major boost as the Omicron variant spreads. Children as young as 5 could receive a Pfizer jab in time for the new school year. Political reporter Taylor Aiken is in Canberra for us this morning. Good morning, Taylor. When exactly will the rollout begin?
Good morning, Jodie. Well, within the first few weeks of 2022, with children aged between 5 and 11 able to receive their first dose of a COVID vaccine before they head back to school for the new year, the TGA approving the Pfizer vaccine for all children aged between 5 and 11, with young kids set to receive one third of the adult dose. The nation's expert vaccine panel, Atagi, will now have their say, but Health Minister Greg Hunt says he doesn't expect any major delays. The move has been welcomed by medical experts who say vaccinating kids will stop outbreaks in schools, particularly as the new Omicron variant spreads.
We want to be able to keep kids going to school, stopping outbreaks occurring, and also stopping infections going from schools back to families. So it's a really good time to try and vaccinate during the school holidays before the kids have to go back to school.
The federal government is confident there is enough vaccine supply to ensure that the 2.3 million school-aged children can be vaccinated quickly. Jodie?
Okay, Taylor, thank you. Health authorities are closely monitoring the Omicron outbreak as case numbers continue to rise. Two more cases of the new variant have been linked to school clusters in Sydney, forcing students and teachers to isolate. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is expected to make an announcement this morning on whether the Sunshine State's border will reopen early. There were fears an increase in Omicron cases could see the reopening pushed back. Queensland is due to reach 80% double dose today. The death toll from a volcanic eruption on Indonesia's Java Island has risen to 14. At least 56 people are injured and villages have been covered in hot ash. For rescuers, the race is on to find survivors, with houses buried up to their rooftops. Residents have spent the night crammed into temporary shelters, supplies running low. Sydney commuters can expect delays and widespread disruption today and tomorrow as bus drivers walk off the job. Drivers on the Inner West route are striking for better pay and conditions to bring them into line with the rest of Sydney. There'll be yet more disruption to public transport tomorrow when train drivers go on strike amid an ongoing industrial dispute with the state government. A pilot and his passenger have had a lucky escape after their light plane crashed south of Perth. The husband and wife were enjoying a morning flight when their two-seater plane crash-landed at an airfield in Hopeland. Emergency services rushed to the scene and the pair were taken to hospital where they're in a stable condition. The ultralight's left wing and propeller snapped off on impact. The cause of the crash is not yet known. The man accused of abducting 4-year-old Cleo Smith is due to face court in Western Australia this morning. Terence Kelly will make his first appearance via video link from a maximum security facility in Perth. The 36-year-old was arrested 4 weeks ago after the missing girl was discovered inside his Carnarvon home. Hundreds of people living with osteoarthritis have been spared knee replacement surgery thanks to a revolutionary new program. The university trial has seen participants reduce pain and lose weight.
There's a spring in every step Alan Miller takes. For the first time in years, the 69-year-old is moving freely.
My knees were really giving me a lot of pain, and I knew that if I didn't improve them, that surgery would be definitely on the cards.
Once a pro golfer, Alan suffered sporting injuries and the good life took its toll. He tipped the scales at 135 kilos.
Yes, it was a fair grab on the earth, and no wonder my knees were creaking and just about every other part of my body as well.
Like 1 in 8 Australians, Alan has osteoarthritis. Hoping to avoid a knee replacement, he joined a 6-month Melbourne University diet and exercise program called Better Knee, Better Me. 415 osteoarthritis patients accessed physiotherapists and dietitians via telehealth, one group undertaking a low-energy diet.
Both groups showed significant benefits for pain and function compared to an online control group. They led to about 70% of participants no longer willing to undergo surgery on their knee.
On average, the participants lost 10 kilos each, and 4 out of 5 achieved significant improvement in pain levels. Alan lost a staggering 41 kilos in just 6 months, and he's kept it off.
I've got flexibility back and I feel healthier, I'm breathing better, I'm sleeping better.
2.1 million Australians have osteoarthritis or degeneration of joint cartilage. The condition is expected to escalate by 58% in the next decade due to our ageing population and increasing rates of obesity. Health insurer Medibank is now offering the program to members, and it's hoped it will become widely available as an alternative to surgery. Jackie Quist, 7 News.
A small Australian company is on a mission to save the world using drones to tackle climate change. Two friends came up with the idea to combine the specially built craft with artificial intelligence to plant hundreds of thousands of trees a day.
Climate change is here. And as global leaders scramble to work out how to reduce carbon emissions, two Australian friends are taking matters into their own hands, using drones to plant trees and restore forests, the one tool that can literally suck carbon out of the atmosphere.
That's the number one way that we can tackle this problem now. Natural-born solutions is the solution that we can act today to make a difference against climate change.
Airseed Technologies use drones and artificial intelligence to study an area and work out exactly which plants are needed. Teams then create the perfect seed pod in the lab. Then they're dropped from the sky at a rate of 40,000 per drone per day.
We can have up to 5 drones going at the same time. 200,000 seed pods in one day is certainly achievable at today's operations.
The seed pod absorbs water when it rains, then melts into the soil, releasing minerals, nutrients and probiotics specific to that location.
Once we've planted, we don't just walk away. It's not just a one plant operation. We're going back, we're analysing, we're using AI to identify what we've planted, what growth rates we're seeing.
The company is already planting in Australia and South Africa, but they're ready to scale up right now with a goal of planting 100 million trees a year. They've recently won a grant from Bupa, but now they need the help of other corporate sponsors too.
We may be small now, but we have very ambitious goals to be a global company. The structure, the technology, the science has been specifically designed for global scale.
Christy Cooper, 7 News.
Buy Now, Pay Later services have helped millions of Australians buy what they want instantly. But a new study has shown the payment service is doing more harm than good. Financial Counselling Australia found 84% of people have accrued Buy Now, Pay Later debt. With 61% of people struggling to pay living expenses, more are using the service to cover everyday essentials. Counsellors believe the financial stress is stemming from overcommitting to the product. Checking finance now, the Dow Jones down 60 points, the Nasdaq also lower. In London, the FTSE fell and Germany's DAX lost. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,783 an ounce. Oil is $66 a barrel. The Aussie dollar buying just below 70 US cents, nearly 79 Japanese yen and $1.03 New Zealand. Ghislaine Maxwell's sex trafficking trial has raised explosive claims about Jeffrey Epstein and is now entering its second week. Let's go live now to Miley Hogan in our US Bureau. Good morning, Miley. What can we expect to come from the trial this week?
Jody, well, so far both the prosecution and the defence have stayed tight-lipped on the witness list, but we do know that three more accusers are expected to take the stand over the course of this trial. Ghislaine Maxwell is facing sex trafficking charges, accused of grooming and recruiting young girls for her former partner, Jeffrey Epstein. Prosecutors have the task of proving that she was key in enabling this abuse. Maxwell's defence lawyers are taking the strategy of attacking the memory and the motivation of the accusers. They are keeping the spotlight on Epstein and the famous and powerful company that he kept. It will be interesting to see if they stick with that strategy throughout this week and the rest of the trial ahead. Now, this week, last week, the court heard from one victim, only known as Jane. She told the court that she was approached by Maxwell and Epstein when she was just 14 years old, and the abuse continued for two years. Now, Maxwell denies any wrongdoing, but if convicted, she's facing 80 years behind bars. Jodie?
A long stint. Okay, Miley, thank you. An avalanche on an Austrian ski slope has killed three people and injured two others. Authorities estimate a 200-metre-wide sheet of snow tumbled down the mountain, burying a group of skiers up to 5 metres deep. While some were able to pull themselves to safety, others were trapped. Two were found dead and the other passed away while being airlifted to hospital. Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin will hold talks tomorrow as tensions rise between Russia and Ukraine. New US intelligence has indicated Russia is planning an invasion. The Washington Post is reporting a build-up of almost 200,000 Russian troops near the border. Both the White House and the Pentagon are monitoring the situation closely.
We are certainly committed to helping Ukraine defend its sovereign territory.
Meanwhile, the Kremlin has released video of what it says was a US spy plane flying close to a passenger jet over the Black Sea. Prince William has opened up about his late mother in a new podcast. He says Princess Diana was a huge fan of singer Tina Turner and would sing her greatest hits during car rides to school.
My mother, she'd be driving along singing at the top of her voice. And we'd even get the policeman in the car, he'd be occasionally singing along as well.
The sweet memory was shared as part of an Apple podcast on health and fitness.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To sport now, and Chas Mostert is king of the mountain for a second time at the Bathurst 1000. Having clocked the fastest lap ever over Mount Panorama to claim pole, Mostert and co-driver Lee Holdsworth somehow staged a stunning comeback when a rear tyre shredded on lap 49. The pair persisted, and after numerous safety car incidents, including one caused by a rogue echidna, they prevailed over 161 laps. Cameron Waters and James Moffat combined to finish second, while Brody Kostecki and David Russell took out third. Cricket Australia is set to announce the fifth Ashes test in Perth will be moved due to Western Australia's hard border rules. But the state government has launched an audacious bid to avoid a second straight summer without a test, offering to swap dates with the second test in Adelaide. This would avoid the border issues, as both teams and broadcast staff would come from Brisbane and avoid quarantine, something they would face if the match remained after the Sydney test. The first test begins on Wednesday at the Gabba, live on 7. The Big Bash opener was a horror show for the Melbourne Stars.
A big ball. There's a sound off that bat. That is massive. That's up on the roof.
A brutal 83 by Josh Phillippe and unbeaten 76 from Moses Henriques led the Sydney Sixers to their highest ever total, 4 for 213. With the bat, the Stars were even worse, bowled out for 61 within 67 balls. 152-run margin is the biggest in BBL history. Tonight, the Thunder play the Heat live on 7. Perth Glory have their first win of the A-League season after a surprise win over Melbourne Victory. The Victorians were reduced to 10 men just before the break after Rye Marchand was given his marching orders for a high boot. The visitors made the most of the advantage.
On the left foot, what a shot! What a goal! Anthony Burke!
Bruno Fornaroli completed the 3-0 win. A lucky deflection gave MacArthur a 1-0 win over the Mariners. Back in England, Sam Kerr was back to her best. The Matildas skipper scored twice in Chelsea's Women's FA Cup final win over Arsenal. Her second was a beauty.
Oh my word! What an unbelievable goal from Sam Kerr! World class!
The 3-0 win gave the Blues their third trophy of the season. Aussie ace Oscar Piastri has one hand on the Formula 2 world title after winning at the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix. The race got off to a horror start. Two drivers were taken to hospital after crashing immediately after the race start. A 30-minute delay later, only five more laps were completed before the race was red flagged after another crash, with Piastri given the win. He holds a near unassailable 51.5-point lead heading into next week's final round in Abu Dhabi. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, troughs will cause showers and storms over the northern tropics, central and western interior, and Queensland. A trough over the west will continue to draw heat southwards over WA. A front will approach Victoria and Tasmania, bringing showers. Around the capitals today, a possible shower in Brisbane, heading for a top of 28 degrees. Mostly cloudy, a top of 24 in Sydney. Mostly cloudy, 22 in Canberra. A possible afternoon storm, 28 the top in Melbourne. Partly cloudy, heading for 24 in Hobart. Mostly sunny, 28 degrees in Adelaide. Sunny and warm, 33 the top in Perth. And Darwin, a possible storm, 34 degrees. And that's 7 Early News for this Monday, the 6th of December, 2021.